We're going to take a short break for one of our sponsors. I haven't tried this one, but it looks well worth checking out if weight loss has been an ongoing challenge for you. Robody pairs medication options with diet and exercise modifications to achieve your desired goal. Before being prescribed any medication, patients complete an online medical visit, lab test, and more to see if you're right for their program. You can sign up online, which means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Their data shows that average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/untangle. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 a month for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/untangle. Now, back to our show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Untangle, the meditation podcast from Gaiam. I'm your host, Patricia Karpus. In this series, we introduce you to real people with extraordinary stories and experts who have devoted their lives to teaching and helping others through meditation. Today's episode is hosted by our special guest, Emily Fletcher, founder of Ziva Meditation, and a teacher on our app, Meditation Studio by Gaiam. Emily talked to one of her students, Daniela Rabbani. Daniela is an actress and for years has struggled with weight, moodiness, anxiety, and depression. She shares how meditation transformed her life in surprising ways.
So I'm really excited to learn more about your journey. In full disclosure, Daniela learned to meditate with me over at Ziva. You've been meditating now for 3 years with a pretty regular practice. What inspired you to want to learn meditation to begin with?
There was a moment about 3 years ago when things were going so well and I was miserable. And I was like, something is wrong. You know, there was something for whatever reason. I think I must have had a buildup of a lifetime of stress. And I really wasn't willing, my body at least, wasn't willing to just accept the richness, the goodness of my life. And I actually took a course with you called Stay Sane and On Your Game. And there was this one visualization that you provided the participants with. And I would play that before my auditions or bookings. And I would have such a joyful, free experience. And I really liked it. So when I was finding myself, you know, simultaneously successful and miserable, I was like, that lady, Emily, you offered a course where I could be self-sufficient in my meditation, not relying on that audio. And I was interested in that.
Yeah, this is such a, I love this story because this is what we're doing with the app at Gaiam, which is giving guided visualizations and meditations to people all over the world and all different kinds of teachers, because inevitably different teachers are going to resonate with different people. And so I love that your first foray in was actually through an audio.
Oh, I still love audios. I still listen to either yours or other meditation teachers because I'm more peaceful, happier, abundant human being. And still, I can find myself having thoughts that are useless. And it's nice sometimes to listen to an audio where I'm being provided the nourishment of someone else's positivity. For 20 minutes, I'm out of my own head. It's lovely. For me, I still am interested in that practice.
So on paper, 3 years ago, everything's going great. You know, if anyone's looking at you from the outside, they would have said, you know, she's nailing it.
Yeah.
But inside, your experience was not
panic.
So. It was panic inside.
Panic.
Was anything going on with you health-wise?
You know, I've always had polycystic ovaries and hypothyroidism, and I've always struggled with depression.
What's hypothyroidism? What does that do?
It's when your thyroid is not working optimally, and so it slows down your immune system. Signs that you have hypothyroidism are weight gain, depression, and sleepiness. And so those are things that I dealt with all my life.
Since you were how old?
Truly, all my life. I can remember struggling with my weight, struggling with my mood, and just being exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And so 3 years ago, that was going on, but it was also on the back burner for all my life.
And so when you learned meditation, was part of it to handle those symptoms? Or did you just assume that those were going to be with you for life and you were coming to meditation to improve your acting?
I was coming to meditation to take a break from the panic in my head. Like, I was just like coming to meditation for 20 minutes twice a day of peace.
Yeah.
The fact that I have more energy, that my weight is stabilizing, that I'm not as prone to depression, or if I do feel depressed, it lasts for much shorter a time. Great. Fun. Fantastic. That wasn't the goal when I started 3 years ago.
And I know that you've shared with me that your finances actually changed. That was one of the markers that shifted for you pre and post practice. And it's interesting because a lot of people think, well, money isn't spiritual. And if you're talking about a spiritual practice, money shouldn't be a part of that conversation. But I would just like to hear your take on that and what shifted for you pre and post learning.
Well, I came from the theater where I made very little money. And now I'm, you know, happily in a six-figure income for the past 3 years since I started meditating. And
why do you think that is? Why do you think meditation changed your relationship to money or your abundance or the amount that you were working?
To be honest, it was a huge surprise. Like, again, all I wanted was peace. I think I approach auditions and opportunities with a lot more ease. You know, like, no one wants to be with a basket case. No one wants to work with a crazy person.
Great. So you mentioned that, you know, before meditating, you had polycystic ovaries, you had hypothyroid, you had depression, some weight issues. What is the state of the union now in relationship to those things?
I haven't lost a ton of weight, but my weight has normalized. I did realize that, you know, so much of my stress was bringing me to more food that wasn't good for me, that made me uncomfortable. And so I started a 12-step program to help me make better choices. And that in and of itself, realizing that I had an issue with food, using it as a drug, you know, I could have never come to that conclusion if I was a stress mess. So my weight has normalized, partially because of that program, partially because of just I'm not as stressed out, so I'm not going to the chips and the stuff.
Yeah, the comfort food.
My depression has significantly lessened. Significantly. I mean, winters were basically, you know, 3 to 5 months of like a black hole for me pre-meditation. I used to just feel, sometimes being depressed feels nice when you're used to it. Just shutting everything out and feeling bad for yourself. Like if you've been doing that for 20 something years, it feels like home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's feeling less like home. So that's cool. That's very cool. So, you know, I can be sad about something. I can feel like overwhelmingly sad about something. But I'm not going to take myself out of my life. I think that also contributes, by the way, to why I make more money. I think I'm not out of the game for half of the year and then playing catch up.
Right. What was the first moment that you noticed after you started a regular practice and you started to see a little bit of light coming into that dark room of depression? Was it, I mean, for most people, it's not a light switch, but was there a moment in your waking state where you noticed, oh, wait, hey, this feels different?
I don't know if there was a moment, no. But I will say, you know, I live with, you know, the love of my life. I live with another person that I really value, my husband. And I will say that our relationship has shifted. And that was a moment where I realized, oh, damn, this is working.
What shifted?
You know, I used to be so angry. And it wasn't that I was angry at him. I was just angry. And that's a marker of a depressed kid. Like, you know, like we can't express our anger, so we're going to sort of repress it. So we'll be depressed or then we'll explode. All these things. But I just was so angry. I didn't get my way. I'd throw a fit, you know? And that habit also very quickly, almost like a light switch, was like, nope, I have no interest in just vomiting stress on this person that I love.
Wow. Did he notice a change or did you notice a change?
We both did. Mm-hmm. We both certainly did. It did take him a while to be like, I like that change. I want to do it too.
Just right now, it feels like women are a little bit more curious. And I know so many women who meditate, but their boyfriends, their husbands, their partners, their roommates don't yet. And so what was that journey like for you with you having an everyday practice and him not? Was it frustrating? What was the tipping point for him? Basically, what I'm asking is, how do we get our husbands to meditate?
Yeah. So for Dan, he's like a typical dude. Like, he really values work.
A word from our sponsor, Happy Mammoth. This is the company that created the amazing supplement Hormone Harmony, and they are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients like herbal extracts called adaptogens that help the body adapt to any stressors, especially those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. They're offering our listeners 15% off the first order at happymammoth.com using the promo code UNTANGLE. So if you're tired of hot flashes, night sweats, low moods, poor sleep, you get the drill. The things that put your life on hold, you will want to check them out. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com with the code UNTANGLE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com with the code UNTANGLE. Now, on to Untangle. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. We talk about these often on Untangle. When we keep things bottled up inside, it can start to impact our health, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest, whatever it is. If this sounds like you, and it's a bit of all of us, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule and needs. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/untangle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/untangle. Now, over to Untangle.
Really values money. He's a really efficient, productive human being. And woo-woo stuff is so cute for his wife to do. From the very beginning, he would say, like, this is a sacred time. Daniela has to sit for 20 minutes. Like, everybody just know that.
But do you think he was protecting it because it changed your relationship?
And because it changed me. And because, he could also see, like, the money's pouring in. The sex is better. You know, everything's better. Everything is better when Daniela is meditating. And so that was really nice that I have a support in many, many, many areas of life. And this was another one of those areas. And recently, he was getting stressed out at work. And similar to me, he just switched jobs. And he has a really badass job. Like, it's cool. His clients are cool. He loves the partners he's working with. He's just happy in his job and simultaneously stressed out, which is an interesting moment. Mm-hmm. And at some point I was like, Emily has this easier.
More convenient.
More convenient course. Take it. You know what? There was a moment, actually. We were on a hike and we got lost and he went berserk. Like, totally berserk. And I was like, dude, you are out of your mind right now. I've never seen you so stressed out. We're on this gorgeous hike. I think it's time for you to start getting the stress out. And he agreed. There was a real acknowledgement that, like, he didn't handle that situation the way he normally would. And now was the time. And I have to say, it's like really special to witness that. And also, it was a great lesson for me in patience, mm-hmm. because he doesn't have as much stress as I do. He is happy. And I am not in control of this other person, even though we're spending our lives together. And that is a really valuable lesson for me.
Yes.
And if it took 3 years for me to learn that, for me to learn that bullying him,
pressuring him,
or teaching him, these are not the ways to get a man to do anything.
Yeah, that's really wise of you. It's taken me many years to learn the same lesson. you know, you can't rush it. You can't force someone to meditate before they're ready, and you can't delay it. And so good for you for leading by example and cleaning your own house and continuing to take care of yourself. What I love about this story is I think it highlights two really important points. And it's sort of hilarious that he had both, because I find people who come to meditation normally come one of two routes. One, they've achieved their life goals and they're still not happy.
Yeah.
And it's very confusing, which was my story. It sounds like it was his story. You know, here I am living the dream, doing the thing I've wanted to do since I was a kid, and I'm still miserable. Mm. What's going on?
Yeah.
So it's like we almost have to have that I'll be happy when syndrome fail us before we're willing to look internally for our own happiness. And the other thing, which it sounds like he experienced a little bit of this as well on the hike, is that you have some, you know, watershed moment, some real straw that breaks the camel's back, where you illustrate to yourself, whoa, I don't have the tools in place that I want to handle these situations as elegantly as I know that I can.
And yet, I know someone who does.
And yet, I happen to live with her. It's such an exciting time to be alive because neuroscience is catching up, right? Neuroscience is catching up to what these spiritual teachers have been saying for thousands of years. And also, while technology might be contributing to the cumulative, collective feeling of overwhelm, right, it's also the thing that's giving us things like this app from Gaiam and things like online meditation trainings. And, you know, it's giving a broader audience of people access to tools that don't maybe have access to a face-to-face teacher.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
And now he's the coolest kid in his law firm.
Tell me more.
Well, just like, you know, he'll talk about it and the partners are interested. They think it's cool. I mean, I think people are also reading about these multimillionaires meditating. And then, you know, they look at Dan and they're like, you know, he's smart. He's driven. And he meditates. This guy's like, he's got it all.
So I'm going to ask you kind of a personal question, yeah, if you're okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, you kindly shared with me your enthusiasm and your joy about recently becoming pregnant.
Yeah.
And I was so, so happy for you. And then you wrote me the sweetest email and you said that you really felt like meditation played a big part in your fertility. You know, and then life happened and I actually ran into your husband on the street and I ran up to him and I hugged him and I said, congratulations, I'm so happy for you guys. And his whole face just changed. He didn't get sad. He didn't get embarrassed. He didn't get angry. He just said, oh, Daniela didn't tell you. And I said, what? And he said, she's not pregnant anymore. The subject of miscarriage, I have another friend who recently had a miscarriage and she called it the Voldemort of women's health issues, that women just aren't talking about it. And so I really appreciate the fact that you've been willing to share this with me.
Thanks.
And I would love to just hear your journey. Where are you with it now? The mourning process, the healing process. And then also, yeah, let's start from there. Where are you now with it?
I think this whole experience of getting pregnant was a miracle, like a real miracle. We weren't even trying. And I've had polycystic ovaries and hypothyroidism, and truly every single doctor I've ever gone to has been like, okay, so like if you want to get pregnant, we'll like start you on a round of this and that, and maybe we'll try this or that. I also had so much stress in my body, as I was telling you before, that like there were times that sex was incredibly painful, which is not the case anymore, thanks to meditation. And so it felt like this would take forever or never happen. And that wasn't the case. It just naturally, like, happily found a little home in my womb. It was awesome. And that was great information. I'm healthy.
Mm.
And today, in the sort of aftermath of a miscarriage, I went to the midwife yesterday, and I'm healthy, healthier than I've ever been in my entire life, and healthy in my mind as well. I mean, the fact that I'm not depressed. Sure, like there is a grieving process that happens hormonally, biologically in the body, and of course, I know that for many women, if you are trying, this might feel like a failure. For me, it wasn't that. You know, I'm just happy that to know that like my body is working normally.
Yeah, thank you. I feel really grateful for you. One, that you've been so committed to your own journey and your own wellness, and then also using this as an opportunity for healing and for bringing your family together and for acceptance and surrendering to nature.
Yeah.
Right? So good for you.
Thanks.
And I think the other thing I love about this story is that it really illustrates that it's not like once you start a meditation practice, all your problems go away. Oh, she does yoga. She meditates. She's lucky. Her life is easy. She doesn't have any stress. Of course, it's easy for her to meditate because she doesn't have any stress.
Oh, my God.
But it's actually the other way around. And it's not that these things don't happen. It's that you process them more quickly. You feel them more fully, which allows you to move through to the other side.
Yes. And I would say that I'm not so overwhelmed with a backlog of stress that isn't happening right now, mm-hmm. but that I'm walking around with. I'm not so overwhelmed with stress that I can deal with the problem at hand.
Yep. What's your favorite thing about meditation?
I just like the way it feels.
What would you say to someone who is curious about a meditation practice and thinks they don't have time to meditate?
I would say, I totally understand. Why don't you go ahead and try it?
Deep, deep words.
Just like, try it. Like, it feels so good. I don't have to do much advertising. I mean, it's great. I make more money. I have better sex. My health has improved. My relationships have improved. My self-worth and self-esteem is nice. My skin is nice. On and on. I could say all those things.
So you feel like you just are a walking advertisement, so you don't have to sell it too much.
No, mostly I think if you sit down and close your eyes and meditate, you're like, damn, this feels so good. They would just do it again.
So you enjoy the practice so much, and then everything else that happens is icing.
Yeah.
Well, Daniela, thank you so much for joining me today and bravely sharing your story. Thank you for committing to being the most amazing version of you and for inspiring others to do the same.
Thank you so much. Thank you really for everything, for this practice and for today.
It's a joy.
Thank you all for listening, and thank you to Emily and Daniela for a great interview. We look forward to sharing more inspiring stories on our next episode. If you have feedback or suggestions for stories, email us at untangle@gyam.com. And don't forget to check out Meditation Studio by Gyam on the App Store. See you next time.